Oh, hallelujah. You know, the Bible tells us he delights in the death of his saints. That's because he delights in for us to deny ourselves. Amen. Everyone say, we are there.
We are there.
That's today's teaching. We are there. We're there, man. Let me tell you, Matthew 24. If you don't know we're there, you're going to know that we're there. You know, remember that the world is in still great deception. Satan's greatest weapon is deception. His power is fear. You know, because we're so blessed and we have abundance. Amen. That we don't realize sometimes what's going on globally, where people are fighting for their lives, the persecution of Christianity. People are being slaughtered, beheaded, tortured because they're being a Christian in other nations that people have no, even in Australia, covenant countries with the United States, they're being slaughtered, the United States, and they're not doing anything about it. Because the ruler of this earth is Satan's kingdom. He's been having position in all political, judicial, governmental, military, everywhere. Currency, pharmaceutical, that's why it's called pharmakia, because it means black magic, witchcraft, and sorcery. The music industry, which is people bringing people into bondage. Music that's been anointed by the devil. Destroying families. Addiction. Look at all the stuff that is happening in the world. And then people are getting false flags of viruses, and then they're taking medications that are killing them. Because the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came to bring life and life abundantly. And there's a difference. And that's why, that's how you kind of discern which one is of God and which one's not. Hello. Now, which one's stealing, which one's killing, which one's destroying. And the corporate world is corrupt. They live for the money. And the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. I mean, what are you going to do with $300 trillion? I mean, buy another planet, you know? Hallelujah. Build another yacht that's 1 mile long? You know, they just don't know what to do with their money. But that's their God. They live for self, not for God. We are there. Things are happening right now. In Matthew 24, verse 32. Jesus said something very important. He said, now learn this parable from the fig tree. The fig tree is representation of Israel. When its branches have already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is at the door, near and at the door. Assuredly, I say you, this generation will by no means pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Is it the days of Noah? Yeah. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. You know, history repeats itself. The things of old are shadows of things to come. They're cycles. Just like we have weeks, days, 24 hours, months, years, cycles. We have the seven feasts of the Lord that are cycles. They repeat themselves until they're completely fulfilled. Now, they may be partially fulfilled, but not fully fulfilled. So only Jesus can fulfill every cycle event. And they did not know until the flood came and took them away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So my ark and your ark is rapture. Will be taken away. I really believe that. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and another left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you do not expect. Who then is faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Remember, we are stewards of the Lord. We don't own nothing. Amen? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find doing so. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all of his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants, to eat and drink with the drunkards, in other words, to backslide back into the world, the master of that servant will come on in the day when he is not looking for him, in an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now again, Israel is known as the fig tree. This is so powerful. If you really go back over this scripture and begin to absorb it, you'll begin to see what God is trying to tell us, because we are in that day. Everyone say, we are there. Amen. Israel became a nation in 1948. Jerusalem became its capital in 1967 through what they called the Six-Day War. So what he's saying here is Israel had to become a nation first. That was the beginning countdown of a generation. Now a generation is between 70 and 80 years. So what he's saying, all of these things are going to come up to pass between 2018 and 2028. It's got to be fulfilled. We are that generation. It's got to be completed in that period of time. Why? Because if a generation of 70 or 80 years, you add 70 or 80 to 1948, and it comes to 2018 or 2028. Remember, nobody knows the days and hours. Only God does. Now, we can have an idea when, but we don't know the perfect timing. I don't care how many graphs you have. I don't care what's what. You're still not going to know the perfect day. Amen? It says he's going to come as a thief. Amen. So you're not going to know what day it is. But we got a good idea of a roundabout figure of it, don't we? Because of the signs, the events, and the prophetic insights that God has been releasing so that we may know and be prepared. God has been preparing us for a long time. We are there now. And I'm going to tell you why we're there now. In Ezekiel 28, verse 25 and 26. Thus says the Lord God, when I have gathered the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are scattered, and am hallowed in them in the sight of the Gentiles, when they are honored, when Jesus is exalted in them, in the sight of the Gentiles, the unbelievers. Then they will dwell in their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. They will dwell safely there, build houses and plant vineyards. Yes, they will dwell securely when I execute judgments on all those around them who despise them. Then they shall know that I am the Lord God. They will gather my people, and he will humble them. Amen. Listen. Israel's being attacked right now. There are this is the first time Iran has directly attacked at Israel. Now, they've used all their other alliances, you know, like Hezbollah and so forth, to attack Israel. They have sent over 300 drones. They've sent over missiles. Israel is under attack by Iran. Think about it. Right now, there's a war going on. The United States and Ukraine are there protecting Israel. And some of their other allied nations. Of course, everybody's warning everybody. Russia's warning the United States if they get involved, this is going to happen. It's going to go all over. Why? Because it's judgment time. It's judgment time. Israel is actually being judged by God. Because remember, the Lord said that there'll be many who say they are Jews, but they're not, but they are the synagogue of Satan. Israel's a hub. Just like many other nations for the deep state. Even though Israel is God's hand there, but it became corrupt. Amen? Didn't they crucify Jesus there? I mean, come on, think about it. Look at all the wealthy, and I'm not anti-Semitism, okay? But look at all the wealthy Jews that own all of the trillions of dollars. They're really not Jews. They're servants of Satan. These banks, I haven't seen one Italian name on any of those banks yet. If they were, they were owned by organized crime, you know. But all of these wealthy Rockefellers, come on, Vanderbilts, all of them. Those are all Jewish names. But they are the synagogue of Satan. They are not real Jews. And they are wealthy. They own trillions of dollars. They serve Satan. They sacrifice individuals. They sacrifice their own children. They cause their own children to have children so that they can sacrifice them to Satan. People don't know what's really going on behind closed doors. But God is awakening everything. So he's cleaning out right now. He's still got to go. He's going to deal with China, Taiwan, all of these places that are hubs for human trafficking, money laundering, prostitution, and all the other stuff, drug smuggling. And look at where fentanyl came from. It came from China. But they'll use any way they can get it in. But our government, look, there wouldn't be addiction if our government didn't want it to. Look at all these seats that are run by Democratic governors and mayors. And those people they're zombies. They're living in the streets. This is called caused on purpose. It's because it's a part of their agenda to dismantle the United States in every way they can. And so many people are blinded to it. They don't see it. So many people are blind to it. They drive right by it and do nothing. They turn the station because they don't want to see it or hear it. But I'm telling you, this house at some time is going to help rescue many of those souls. And bring them in and get them delivered and healed. And detoxed. Because that's what we live for now. We live for him and his purpose. Amen. Matthew 24, verse 3. God is calling the body of Christ to unify in the globalist outreach ever. 24, verse 3. And as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age." Now, we know that the end of the age is the end of grace, that because grace will be removed. But it's also something else very important. It's the end of wicked rule. Everybody get it? See, the word last days means the end of wicked rule. So many people are going, "Oh my God, the last days, when these are..." No, man, it's the end of wicked world. We want the last days. Amen? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, it's happening. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places, and all these are the beginning of sorrows. So we've been in the beginning of sorrows. We're actually coming to a close of the beginning of sorrows shortly. Because what happens after the beginning of sorrows? Tribulation. But it's going to be such a smooth transition that most people won't know they're in tribulation. Hello. The beginning of sorrow, Israel's attack by Iran drones, missiles, the first time direct, it's a direct attack. Again, they've always used their allies. It is the coming to the end of the rule of, one of the things the Lord said to me is, Israel will be one of the nations that will be on the list that will be judged last. I said, whoa. They'll be judged last. He said, yes. And I, like I said, we haven't seen, China's being judged. People don't realize China's going bankrupt. China's in terrible state. Of course, they're buying enough gold now, so they're trying to preserve what they can. But these are all hubs of satanic ritual locations. But we got nothing to worry about. We're protected. We're under the blood. We're under the covenant. We're under Psalm 91, as long as you're dwelling in the secret place in God's presence. So that's the importance of those who are worshipers. The Father seeks out those who are worshipers. Amen? Well, the Father's seeking those who are worshipers, then you're protected. Zechariah 12, verse 1, let's speak it together. The burden of the word of the Lord against Israel. Thus says the Lord, who stretches out the heavens, lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. So everybody's going to be drunk around them. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. In that day, says the Lord, I will strike every horse with confusion, its rider with madness. I will open my eyes in the house of Judah and will strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem are my strength, and the Lord of hosts, their God. Oh, is that powerful or what? All eyes are on Jerusalem. In that day, I will make the governors of Judah like a what? Fire pan in the woodpile, and like a fiery torch in the sheaves. They shall devour all the surrounding peoples on the right and on the left, but Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, Jerusalem. Powerful. Jerusalem shall be surrounded by its enemies, armies against them. We are there. There are many hidden enemies that haven't popped their heads up yet, but they will. But this is the beginning. Again, Iran has never directly attacked Israel because they knew what would happen to them. And now I know right now that Israel, in some state of mind, is holding, preparing. I mean, come on, Israel could have wiped out Iran anytime. And they probably should have a long time ago. The problem is it's not the people, it's the regimes. And they're trying to protect all, every country has regimes, and there's good people there. Iran used to be a well-known place. People used to go to their colleges from the United States when it wasn't run by these regimes of occult Islamic forces. I mean, it's crazy right now. We are maxing out. We are coming to the head of all kinds of things. And we must be prepared. Daniel 12, verse 1. Speaking, and at that time Michael will stand up, the prince, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be time of trouble, such as never was seen. There was a nation, in other words, since Jerusalem became, Israel became a nation. Even to that time. And at that time your people shall be what? Delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. And he said, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall what? Increase. What knowledge is this? AI. AI is taking over a lot of things now. In fact, humanity can't even exist without AI now. It's very difficult. All companies, computers, money, everything is all based on AI now. Everything. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this riverbank and the other on the other riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in the linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be a time, times and a half time, which is 3.5 years. And when the power of the holy people have been shattered, and all these completely shattered, and all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. In other words, if it means time of the end, it means the end of what? Wicked rule. Many shall be purified, made white and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall what? Understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way to the end, for you will rest, you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. Israel's time of judgment. The Lord said, Israel will be last before best. Israel will be last before the what? The best. The best of what? The best of God. The best of God's things doing. Why? What's he doing? He's purifying. He's exposing all the wicked places that are proclaimed to be good, false righteousness. He's exposing it all right now. You know, right now you can get instant information with artificial intelligence. It's instant information. You can get it from anywhere. They have the black web, which is corrupt, it's not used in the front, but you can get anything you want. You can buy anything you want. You can buy guns, dope, anything. They'll ship it from Colombia, they'll ship it from anywhere, right to your house. You can purchase it with Bitcoin. And it won't be traced by the government. Hello. It's happening. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Remember, the last days means the end of wicked rule. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Well, we know we're there. Why are the perilous times coming? Because they're being exposed. You can't end the wicked rule without exposing them. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. Well, there's a lot of people that we need to turn away from. For this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible men and women loaded down with sins. They enter ministries and businesses. They're always led away with various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth that frees them, because they can't practice truth. They can talk about it, but they don't practice it. They don't live it, and they don't love it. Now, as Jambres and Jambres resisted Moses, so these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs was also was. So it's going to be exposed, isn't it? Amen? But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So that's happening. Things are getting worse. People are getting worse. Road rage is incredible. I was watching something. How many people are killing each other on the road because somebody cut somebody off? I didn't say you didn't feel like it, but you wouldn't do it. Verse 14. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men and women of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's what happens when many people are not, again, we talked about mindful, fulfilling their mind. Mindful heart, mindful will, mindful mind. Fulfilling the mind and the heart with the things of God and the purposes of God. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let's go to James 5. Everyone say, God's got control. And he's in control. Amen. James chapter 5, verse 1, let's speak it. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Is he talking about the righteous? No, he's talking about the wicked. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you, and will eat your flesh like what? Fire. You have heaped up treasures in the last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. The reapers are what? The angels that battle for the righteous. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the what? Early and latter rain. So that is an answer. God is saying during this period of time, I'm going to watch. Watch what happens. As judgment's going on, I'm going to pour out my spirit. I'm going to release the early and latter rain. I'm going to release the second wind and the second mantle. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear. In other words, do not agree with the ways of the world, either by heaven or by earth, or with any oath. But let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment yourself. The judgment of God is on the wicked. We must be patient and wait for the early and latter rain. And that's what he's talking about, the early and latter rain. It's the pouring out of more of God's glory in his presence. In Joel 2, chapter 2, verse 28. The world is going to freak out in a lot of stuff. In fact, some of them are freaking out already. But we live in peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Joel 2:28, let's speak it. And it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness. Now, there's multiple meanings of that. We know that's about eclipses, too. How many of y'all remember the blood moons that have occurred so many times? And the moon into what? Blood. Before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. For in the Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Have you been called by the Lord? Amen. Praise God. It's good to know that, you know. You didn't call God, he called you. And then you called him. Because no man comes to him unless he's been what? Called. It's amazing how all the circumstances of life had caused us to go to Jesus. Amen. But he was there waiting the whole time. All eyes are on Israel. That's how it's supposed to be. Artificial intelligence will serve God in this matter. Believe me, I'm not saying all of artificial intelligence is bad. Amen. But it's used for bad instead of used for good. See, because artificial intelligence is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. 2 Peter 3, verse 1. Beloved, I now write you to you. Is everybody there? Okay. This second epistle, in both of which I stir your pure minds by by way of what? Reminder. That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. In other words, these were prophetic releases. We are seeing these things come to pass now. Things that were spoken thousands of years ago. And things that are being released right now to keep everybody reminded. And of the coming and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the word that then existed perished, the world then existed perished, being flooded with what? Water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, don't forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. But verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in a holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and for what? New earth in which righteousness shall dwell. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go on. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long sufferings of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, has written to you, as also in his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand. Why? Because if you don't have the Spirit, you ain't going to get it. Which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the Scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to him be glory both now and forever and ever. And I'm going to close at Matthew 25. Scoffers and imposters at the end time, many will rise from all over. You know, there are many locations right now that the only thing they're interested in is tithes and offerings and not truth. The only thing they're interested in is building, how much coffee and donuts they can give out. They're not creating lovers of truth, and that's we have a responsibility, and that's a disciple. Amen? In Matthew 25 and verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 10 virgins. A virgin represents someone that's been cleansed. These are so-called Christians. Those who were foolish. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were what? Foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. What the snap? That means they didn't worship. They weren't involved in worship. Because oil comes from what? Worship. But the wise took oil in their vessels with them, with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. The wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself. Look, you can't buy anybody else's oil. You can't share your oil. Does everybody get it? You must purchase your own oil through worship. Worship. And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Remember, they thought they knew the Lord. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Remember, Jesus knows Jesus. Spirit knows spirit. Presence knows presence. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Everyone say, we're there. It's happening. Welcome to the earth of judgment. but welcome to the greatest revival and pouring out of God's presence. So we can't get caught up in all the things, wars and rumors of wars and all the other stuff. We have to be steadfast and faithful. Stay connected. Amen. Don't get involved. Right now, you know, there's so much push for wealth. There's so much push for it. Through companies, through everything. There's so much. There's a lot of opportunities to become wealthy. But make sure God is calling you to whichever one it is. I get opportunities many times. Man, could you do this, we'll do this, and we'll pay this. We'll forget it. You can't be distracted now. Stay on course. God will move and turn and change and end what he needs to end when it's time. Amen? But in that, we stay on course no matter what. Because we're living from the future, not from the past. We maintain. We continue to battle. We maintain the routine. We continue to fight. We continue to stay filled, dressed, and possessed with the Holy Spirit. Amen? And to God be the glory. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And Lord, everything that's been imparted today, protect it with the blood. Every seed so that it does grow and bear fruit for your glory. And bring to remembrance that we live in peace, joy, and righteousness. That you're our protector, you're our provider. And that you make a way where there seems to be no way. And everything must be in your time and in your way. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.